Okay, welcome everyone. This is Jerry Moore, Planning and Development Director. Welcome to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. We'll also be having a joint session with the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Board of Supervisors with regard to the Ann's River Fringe Plan. This is June 10. This meeting is open to the public pursuant to Chapter 21 of the Code. Due to recommendations to limit gatherings to no more than 10 people in order to help slow the spread of COVID-19 virus, public access to the meeting is being provided via conference call to listen and participate in the meeting. What we'll do is have a roll call of the Planning and Zoning Commissioners. We'll also ask who else is on the line so that we can keep track of that for the public minutes. We'll ask for approval of the agenda. The fourth item is we'll have an election of officers to fill the vacancies of the three commissioners that we lost due to the House File 2512, which was signed by the governor June 1. Commissioners will elect a chair and a vice chair to serve through November, and then the last meeting of the month, consistent with the Zoning Commission's bylaws, the commission will elect from the full commission a chair and a vice chair to serve for the 2021 year. We'll have a public comment section, a public hearing. We've got StoryCom, which is three proposed communication towers for the StoryCom project. Amelia will provide some background on that. With a public hearing, typically we hear the staff report first, followed by input from the applicant, and discussion amongst the zoning commissioners, questions of staff and the applicants. And then we open it up for a public hearing for the general public. Any comments, concerns, questions? And then the commissioners can discuss further, ask questions of staff and the applicants, and make a recommendation. And again, we've got three separate towers that you're reviewing this evening. And then the last thing is the Ann's River Fringe discussion with the commissioners and the Board of Supervisors. Are there any questions before we have a vote of the commissioners?
No.
Okay, no questions. Go ahead, Stephanie. Let's do a roll call vote.
Moss.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Menz.
Here.
Moore. Doug, are you there?
Okay, let's find out who else is on the line. It's my understanding that a representative from the county's office was going to participate in the meeting as well. Who else do we have on the line this afternoon?
Yeah, Ethan Anderson's online.
Sandra King.
Nick Lenny, Tom Hackett. Nick Lenny, Tom Hackett, and Rob Bowers.
Steve Holmes, Ray Tom.
Okay, do we have anybody else on the line this afternoon?
Andrew Friend.
Okay, anyone else on the line this afternoon?
Lisa Evans, Board of Supervisors.
Mark Colson, Board of Supervisors.
And Linda Merkin, Board of Supervisors.
Okay, anyone else on the line this afternoon? Stephanie, could you go through the vote one more time, please? The person that we're missing?
Just for the person we're missing?
Yeah, because we've got, we heard from Moss,
present on the line? Linda's going to try texting Doug.
Okay. Yeah, my understanding, we need a quorum of the commissioners to hold a meeting. We normally have a seven-member body, and so we need four members to hold a meeting. Ethan, do you concur with that?
Yeah, so the rule is you have to have a quorum is a majority of the public body of the members that's fixed by statute. And when it's not fixed by statute, it's as set by the board of supervisors. So if we have a seven-member board or a commission, we need four.
Okay, thank you for that.
Delivered. I'm not getting an instant response.
Well, I'd say when we, as Stephanie did at the last meeting, let's check everybody's availability for, can we do a Friday meeting?
No, I'm booked. Well, no, I'm booked.
I think we just have to post 24 hours in advance if we can.
Well, then what about Thursday evening?
This is me, Brian. That's good to me.
Okay. Next Wednesday will work for Linda. For Linda, will that work for everyone else? The 17th.
Yes.
We have Board of Adjustment.
Oh,
that night.
Thank you, Amelia.
No, I'm in Missouri.
Yeah, we'll call about tomorrow night. McBride said yes.
Yes.
Cheryl, does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And Kathy, does that work for you?
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah, we can pick a different time, too, if it works with the applicants.
Well, we need a form, yeah.
Right.
Just supervisor Olson, and I'm just wondering, given the fact that you're going to need four people, and there doesn't seem to be any indication or no one knows why Commissioner Moore is not on the line, is it productive to set a meeting for tomorrow until you really ascertain what's happening?
Well, Stephanie just said she doesn't have time to get a 24-hour notice for a meeting tomorrow anyway.
It could be. I could post the agenda. It would have to be 24 hours after whenever I can get back downstairs to post the agenda, if it was tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm. So
it
would have
to be.
4:30.
You'd be gathering everybody out in vain.
Yeah.
Have we had any response about from the missing commissioner before that he was going to attend this meeting?
I did not hear
you before that was decided.
No.
The one that we did, we don't know that.
I don't remember.
Last week he had said before he left that he would be willing to reschedule it for as soon as tonight.
And you did reach out to him?
Yeah.
Correct?
But I didn't hear back.
And I just sent him a text and I tried to phone him. This is Linda. I'm getting no response. Could we do this? This is Linda again. Stephanie give everybody a call sometime in the next couple days to ascertain schedules when people might be available? And in the meantime, we could see how we can go about getting a quorum for sometime next week.
Yeah, that works for
Monday
me.
Night works for me.
Look. How about after Tuesday morning?
After Tuesday morning is just what I was going to suggest. Anytime later Tuesday or... But let's if Stephanie could, let's do it that way. Let's have her call people and get some available dates.
That sounds good to me. I have a lot of availability, just one or two little short appointments in for the near future, actually. So
maybe you can just.
I have a lot of appointments. So well, yeah. This is like this reporting time for me.
Does anyone know right off the top of your head now what Tuesday afternoon looks like for your schedules?
I'm free. McBride's free.
Moss is free.
I am available from noon to 2. That's about it. And Wednesday, I'm in Missouri, so Wednesday and Thursday.
So I heard Tuesday, noon to 2 might work.
Yeah.
Did anybody not have that?
Would Tuesday,
say that again, please.
Would Tuesday from noon until 2 work for everyone?
Hey, Brian, yes.
Yes, Moss.
Supervisors could just structure their agenda and such that to be done by noon.
Yes.
This is Nick Lenny. That will also work for StoryCom, the applicants. We can make that work.
I have a question. If we have a commissioner that doesn't show up, we can't keep scheduling these. What is our alternative? And that's for the county attorney or somebody.
Well, one thing would be if the board of supervisors would find an applicant or somebody to fill one of those positions, right? That is your quorum anyway. So it ends up 5
Can it be filled before the 90 days if it's gender balanced?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And there is no meeting Friday, this Friday, correct? Could there be a meeting Friday? Maybe that's what I should ask.
Can you get a supervisor?
Yes. Could there be a meeting Friday to address this?
I think that didn't work for one of the commissioners.
No,
I'm talking about the board supervisor meeting to address this issue, to maybe appoint somebody because it's kind of a dire situation.
I'm free. This is Laura. I'm free.
I can do like 12.
We could do a Friday 10 o'clock meeting, but then we've got to get it posted.
Yeah.
An agenda posted.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is Moss. I wanted to throw in there, having read through the policy stuff, I imagine there are sessions are made, but there is a limit to the number of meetings a commissioner can miss before being vacated from the commission. And if we count last week and this week, I don't know how close to the limit on that we're getting. I would imagine that exceptions are sometimes made for extenuating circumstances. I haven't been on long enough to know, but if we have a non-participant and that threshold has already been met, that might expedite things.
Yeah. Thank you.
But,
This is Marvin Smith. That doesn't solve the dilemma, though. You still wouldn't have a quorum.
Yeah. Someone's going to have to reach out to Doug.
Because you have to have four representatives because it's a seven-member commission.
Right. So if the board of supervisors appoints somebody at 10 o'clock, at the 10 o'clock meeting on the 12th, then that means the meeting on the 16th for P&Z, there are five members of the P&Z commission. And so four of them. Right. Yeah. Marv, I think this is what you and I are on the same page. As long as if we appoint another member on Friday, then then we got four, even if one doesn't show up, because we've got an extra member.
We'll have a special meeting Friday morning.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Okay. Just to confirm, this is Linda. We'll have a special meeting Friday at 10. I need to get with Shelley first thing tomorrow to get an agenda out. We'll get it done.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, Marvin, for the record, could you just state your name for the record? And thanks again for joining us.
I did. I said my name earlier, but this is Marvin Smith, former commission member.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
So where are we? Are we at Tuesday at noon?
I think so. Stephanie, is that you
firmly got? Yes. And I will send out a notification of that. But I guess it's all also going to depend on if the supervisors can appoint another commissioner and or we are able to get a hold of Doug.
Correct. And
my schedule is open. Just keep me informed. This is McBride.
And if we could get two, we would have a little more breathing room. Yeah. And it still wouldn't necessarily be a problem with gender balance at two more members, you know.
Well, we need a 4-3 split.
Okay, is there anything else to discuss? Because we cannot have a meeting without a quorum.
I don't have anything. I will be looking for my emails to stay in touch.
Yeah, I'll send an email and feel free to call me.
Could you meet next Tuesday from noon to 2 on the zoning commission?
Okay. Anything from the board of supervisors?
I don't think so at this particular time. I think we'll just see what Friday potentially brings. This is Lisa.
Okay.
Thanks ahead for your help.
Thank you.
Ethan, is there anything else to add before we close here?
The guidance.
No, but thank you. You're right. We can't have a meeting. There can't be any discussion or deliberation, so meeting's over.
All right, but Brian's gone.
Thank you.
It never happened.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah, goodbye. Thank you again, Marv.
Yes.